Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As the job market remains ultra-competitive, there is concern about the ability to train and retain enough teachers here in Michigan. So, how do we fix it?
There's a lot of lip service paid to the idea that money can't fix everything. However, you could try it.
Of course, money is the answer. It always is. But there's more to it than just dollars. There is some sense, too. This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. The teacher shortage isn't unique to Michigan. It's a problem across the country. A study from the National Education Association said 55%, over half of educators, are thinking about leaving the profession early. The NEA says that's a side effect from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there are 600,000 fewer teachers today than in 2020. That is a real problem.
We need to help facilitate getting more teachers into teacher preparation programs to help alleviate the tremendous shortage that our area schools are facing. I get calls all the time from local administrators saying, do you have a middle school math teacher? Do you have an elementary teacher? Can we release this teacher early from student teaching because we really want them in the classroom? And we're doing the best we can to get really qualified candidates through our teacher prep programs. But we're going to need some policies and support to make that happen.
That right there, that is Dr. Cynthia Carver. She's an associate professor at Oakland University School for Education and Human Services. Dr. Carver mentioned policy. We'll get to that in a second. But first, you know, there's so much talk about a quote-unquote failing educational system these days. Retired teacher Doug Bernardin says maybe you should stop saying things like that to your teacher friends.
This idea that, like, there's this massive failure in education, and yet I'm not sure that, you know, plays out as the reality. You know, education, we constantly need to reform public education. Things are completely falling apart. You know, I think as a teacher, you talk about Teacher Appreciation Week. I think it's hard to feel appreciated when you're constantly being told that the system in which you operate is failing, that you're failing the system, that you're failing kids. Even if someone steps in and says, well, you personally aren't, it's hard to say, like, well, this whole group of people is terrible, but not you. You're one of the good ones. You know, the number of times you hear that is just sort of disconcerting.
Full disclosure, even if he wouldn't admit it, Doug is my cousin. He recently retired from Ann Arbor Pioneer High School after 30 years. One of the things Doug told me is that the way teachers are evaluated is not effective. Michigan Education Association spokesperson Thomas Morgan could not agree more.
Teacher evaluations rely way too much on standardized tests. Research has shown time and time again that it doesn't work to help educators improve their practice, and it doesn't help kids learn. So we need to fix this broken system so that evaluations rely less on punishing teachers and students over unfair tests and instead encourages growth and development, both among educators and students. This has been especially apparent these past few years with COVID. There's been so much time lost and uncertainty and stress placed on our kids. We can't expect them to be great test takers right now. In turn, we can't expect teachers to be evaluated based on the results of those standardized tests. So instead of all the bureaucracy, we need to really focus right now exclusively on the needs of our kids so that they can recover some of the learning they've lost.
The This podcast, like many others, it's about money. That's the fix, largely. Schools are underfunded. But it's more complicated than that. Why? Because of politics, of course. Here's Thomas from the MEA again.
Set aside politics and come together for the sake of our kids and work to do things like increase compensation both for new staff and for veteran educators. We want politicians to listen to the voices of educators when they are developing education policy. So often, the voice of educators is left out of the room when policymakers get together to come up with policies for schools, which is ludicrous. If you need to fix your car, you ask an auto mechanic, and if you need to fix the schools, you should be asking the people who are actually working there. Fixing the educator shortage and getting more people to come into the field and keeping good teachers in the classroom means respecting teachers. We're seeing, as the election year goes on, more and more politicians and political extremists trying to drive the wedge between parents and educators, and at a time when we need to be strengthening that relationship instead of tearing it apart for political gain.
There is this idea that money can't buy you everything, which I'm sure is true, but I can't speak for others. Our teacher friend slash cousin Doug says that does not apply when looking to fix the educational system.
I think there's a lot of lip service paid to the idea that money can't fix everything. However, you know, you could try it. I mean, you could see what happens. You have to change the dynamic of the system somehow, right? So if we're now seeing fewer and fewer students and students closer to the bottom of graduates going into education, what do you do to change that system? Well, I suppose you could do it at the college education end. You could say, hey, we've decided we're only going to take the top 10% of students into the college of education. And you could sort of make it into a career that is very competitive. Or you could pay more, which would certainly, I think, draw more of a pool into the profession.
Earlier this year, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed an almost $18.5 billion education budget plan. That money, it represents an increase in spending of over $400 per student. State Superintendent Dr. Michael Rice says lawmakers must take action.
The state legislature needs to help us rebuild what it has undermined over a period of years. It needs to help us rebuild public education. It has underfunded public education. It is responsible for the reduction in the number of young people going into teacher ed prep programs, and it needs to help rebuild the profession that it has chipped away at over a long number of years, one could argue the last quarter of a century. First and foremost, what the legislature needs to do is to support the governor's executive budget recommendation. It's a generational budget, the best budget that most of us have ever seen in our careers for public education, and most specifically, the $2.3 billion that the governor has recommended for teacher recruitment and staff retention.
When talking about politics these days, the term culture war often comes up, and this podcast is not about that. But Dr. Rice, Michigan State Superintendent, says teachers are being unfairly put in the middle of said culture war, which certainly is not helping retention or recruitment.
There are 835 local school districts in the state, all of which combine to educate approximately 1.4 million public school children in the state. So in some ways, it's a system. In other ways, it's a series of systems. One way or the other, there are people that are trying to improve upon it, and there are those that are trying to destroy it. There are many teachers, they went into public education to educate children. They didn't get into public education to engage in culture war issues the way some have tried to engage them. But I can say this, the vast majority of what we do in public schools is prosaic. It's the teaching of reading, writing, math, science, and social studies. It's the sharing with young people of life skills.
One of the main concerns during COVID was kids being left behind educationally. Dr. Carver from OU says that adds urgency to the need for a strong workforce of teachers. Some kids, they must get caught up and there is no time to waste.
We have a lot of kids that are struggling right now. They are academically or behaviorally
not in the places we would typically expect them to be at third grade or fifth grade or as freshmen in high school. And we need more teachers with higher skills to work with those kids and families to make up for the last 2 years in particular. And we're going to have to invest in our young people who want to do this work, or our career changers that want to be a part of changing the narrative for kids in this country.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, so maybe we should think about what appreciation actually means. Like, what does it mean to appreciate somebody? Is it just the words we use, or do those words need to come fortified with action? I had a ton of help on this one. Thank you to retired teacher Doug Bernardin, State Superintendent Dr. Michael Rice, Thomas Morgan from the Michigan Education Association, and to Dr. Cynthia Carver, Associate Professor of Education at Oakland University. Want to know more about the state educational system? WWJNewsRadio.com is the place. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.